terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
So
you don't gotta show me a big one.
All right, Radio BAM producer.
You know what? That's not
all right. This is Novak's new manager. Who is this, Adam?
Yeah. Who is it? Well, bad fucking can't get shit.
You don't even like him. It's the first day.
Yeah, no shit.
What happened?
What happened was I made the poor decision of hiring a fat fuck to try to do something right for me, and the first thing he does is spill my beer.
No, but he did make you a deal in Virginia Beach.
No.
I heard it. He was down at John and Peter's. He made you 10 grand. And then he also said I was going to get 12 grand and then Chad 8 grand.
I told him that you wouldn't sign the deal.
Just for us showing up.
Just for you guys showing up.
Well, how come you simply can't sit there and talk like a normal person? Well,
what's the
bill of my beer, idiot?
Yeah,
just because he's fucking drunk and spilling your beer now is fucking...
It's because he's fat and he got up and his stomach hit my beer.
Just because I like to eat and I have a big stomach doesn't mean that makes me fat.
It means you get no pussy.
I have my own radio show.
See, that's why you two aren't going to get along.
You know what, Brandon? I have my own radio show, okay?
What's it called? Fat Fucks Anonymous?
That's exactly what it's called, actually. Dick.
Can I join up?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I'm not fat.
No, you're not. So you can't be a part of our radio show.
So are you going to be...
I'm still going to be Novak's agent. I don't care.
Oh, we love each other. Yeah, we have a love.
Why are you talking shit on him?
Because I love him.
For real.
Well, you talk shit on me all day, but you love me.
Because you're a piece of shit.
Exactly.
It's fun this way, I think. It's really
awesome. Well, okay, I'm sure listeners would love to hear, Chad, I love you. Bam, I love you. God, memories with you guys are like a snowy day.
Man, let me tell you something, Bam. I'll tell you something.
Tell us something, fat fuck.
Tell me something, you fucking fat fuck, fucking asshole. All I'm gonna sit here and say is fat fuck.
No, tell me something good. Tell me something good. All right. Tell me something
good. That was the worst impression of Bam
fat,
ever heard in my
asshole.
Life.
That's the best impression you've ever heard. You know what else?
What about Chad? How about Chad?
Yeah, do Charlie over there.
Yeah,
Charlie.
Look, he's scared to talk about Charlie. Look at you.
I am scared to talk about Charlie.
Because he almost beat up Charlie Chavin.
Are you a knife, dude? Are you a blood now?
Chad, what happened? Give him a microphone.
Yeah, where's
Chad? You almost beat up somebody tonight.
No, I almost.
No, he really did.
Yeah,
there's
really
this
did.
Guy, and I have no idea because I don't get a New Hope too much. So I show up and I'm sipping on a drink. This dude comes up and Chad out of nowhere just goes,
well,
"Dude, get the fuck out of my face! I'm gonna fucking knock your ass out, silly! If you don't get the fuck out of my fucking face." Right now. And then the bartenders and everybody, like, they just swarm him. And they're like, all right, dude, it's time for you to go. It seemed like, I thought that it just happened that night. So this is an ongoing thing?
Yeah.
Well, not an ongoing thing. This guy's too pretty for his own fucking car.
Well, what happened?
Was this happening all day or just...
No, he's trying to say that it was like... Chad lives here.
Yeah. And New Hope is a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Just enough to hate each other.
Okay.
However.
So what's this asshole's problem?
I'm fucking cooler than him.
Is that the reason?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
But does he try to be cool with you, or is he just, busts on you?
No. Everybody hates him. He came up... I wear a fucking goddamn train conductor's hat, and he's got... he's like a wizard in fucking comedy. And he says, hey, choo-choo Charlie... And I thought...
And you didn't like that very much.
No, I thought that was so funny. So, I called him Charlie Chaplin and told him, what does Charlie Chaplin do? Charlie Chaplin shuts the fuck up.
I remember that.
You better shut the fuck up. What's Charlie Chaplin say?
What does Charlie Chaplin
nothing.
Do? He doesn't say nothing, so shut the fuck up, you stupid fucker.
Yeah. Hey.
And he was like, "Are you serious?" Yeah, I'm dead serious. That's when the bartenders and shit jumped in. Because,
but you know what's cool is what my new agent, aka Fat Fuck, did was jumped behind you and said, "You have 5 seconds to get the fuck out of here." And aka Fat Fuck / my agent was gonna knock him out free.
So you're gonna slap him 5 or you're gonna slap him upside the head?
He was giving him 5 seconds to leave her.
So you're gonna slap him 5 or slap him upside the head?
He was gonna slap him upside the head in 5 seconds.
No, are you gonna slap him 5 or that?
Slap him 5. High five, agent.
Alright, so you guys are friends. Okay, one and one.
I didn't need him to do that for me, but I appreciate it. Thank you, Adam. Rock and roll. I honestly wanted to hit him, but I didn't want to do it around you dudes. I wanted you to have a better time.
Yeah, I'm one of the runners. But anyways.
See, it's what I did. I just put my head down, and I was just like, all right, like, I'll just let you guys deal with this. Because I didn't know if it was, like, a new thing or, like, an old thing. Like, I haven't been to New Hope.
It's one of the guys that I don't like. There's only, like, one or two.
Is he always around New Hope? Or is tonight the first time you ever saw him?
I don't know. I hope it's the last time. If it's not, it's definitely the fucking first time I didn't hit him.
Chad easily gets problems with people. But hey, I kind
of
love it.
Did you ever tell the audience a story about how the guy, the owner of that bar, bought you a beer and Chad made you feel
okay,
so comfortable?
Yeah. All right, so there's this bar. Okay.
Business.
If you ever have come to Philadelphia, you go to Delaware Avenue, they have these clubs for, like, 18-year-olds that are, like, for techno dance party, like you dress all
raves.
Night, so. Yeah, exactly. So they opened one up called 18 what, Chad?
It was called
19 Main.
19 Main?
So.
90 Main.
I'm walking by going to John and Peter's,
okay,
passing by 19 Main, and he recognized me, the owner of 19 Main. And he goes, "Yo, you and all your boys come on in, I'll buy you a drink right now." So we order our drinks, Chad orders a drink, and they give Chad his drink, and as soon as he puts it down, he says to the owner of 19 Main on New Hope, he goes, "Yo, man, thanks, but no thanks, because your bar is ruining our town."
No.
He's like, "What do you mean?" He goes,
"Dude, no, he didn't." He goes, "I swear he did."
He goes,
"That's fucking awesome.
This bar makes me forget." And he taps his head. "Who I am."
With a cigarette in his mouth the whole time. As the guy's buying Chad a free drink.
"This bar makes me forget who I am."
What'd you do with the drink? Did you drink it or did you say fuck off?
Did he in it or what?
Drink it.
He didn't drink it. He peed in there. No, he's yelling
over
here.
We still hear you.
I'll be Chad's voice for the night.
By the way, we're not at Bam's house.
I want to know how you met your new accountant. What's his name?
Adam.
Agent.
Yeah, me.
I met him through.
How'd this work out?
Well, legendary Sigman, aka Chad. I met him through him.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
Well, I told him I had this appearance to do.
Where?
It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They're willing to pay you a boatload of money. They're willing to pay me a little bit of money.
Busy.
And they're willing to pay Chad the equal amount, a little bit of money.
You'd probably pay a double if you could do a disappearance.
Hey, you're all right, simple. David
Maybe
Copperfield.
If I can get you to go away, they'll give us double money.
Maybe if I can get you to lose weight, you'll get pussy, fat boy.
I get enough.
So,
pussy.
Okay, so Scranton appearance. I'm busy, you're doing it.
Yeah.
And Adam shows up. What did he do so cool?
I got tired of talking to this guy, so I said, "Adam, talk to him. Pretend like you're my agent." And Adam really pulled it together and acted and sounded just like
an
agent.
I heard it.
He sounded like Terry Hart.
He did. He sounded professional.
He sounded like a professional. So I'm like, all right, we'll keep rolling with it. So next
thing I know, why do you medium hate him sometimes?
Because that's what
it's kind of like a love-hate
relationship.
It's like a relationship.
It's like a girlfriend.
But what did he do so bad?
I'm not going to be the bottom of this relationship.
No, because I heard you being like, "Yeah, Adam, fuck you," already.
Because I love him.
But what was the reasoning?
Just what made me laugh.
It's tough love. It really is. It's tough love.
It makes sense to me.
I'm fresh out of beer, too.
Yeah.
Don't you got a list or something?
A list.
We're playing a song?
Jam out.
Play a song and then I got
it. Yeah, hook up. Yeah.
Well.
Chatty can be honest.
Yeah.
Can we play one of them CKY remixes?
Why not?
Chad won't let us play any CKY.
Why not? It's just a, like an awesome dick.
That's what the fans want to hear, Chad. Man,
it is true.
That.
It is true.
Well, they'll stay around.
Yeah, well, it'll stay around if you let them hear it.
Yeah.
You can't just put it out and then it's like in Rainbow Records just sitting there.
You're the boss.
You put it on the radio and people want to hear it.
I'm a perfectionist and I care what the fans hear and I want them to hear the best stuff only and that's what they will hear.
Any press is good.
So you're saying it's not done?
It's not done.
Can you let them hear like 2 seconds of it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want them to hear something that's not done for 2 seconds.
Give them a teaser.
Why don't you tease them, you fucking jerk?
Because they can't see me.
Pull out your fucking gay little clit.
Well, his dick is as small as basically a penis.
I mean, I'd be more than happy to show my dick if they were watching.
Show your clit penis.
To who? The room full of guys and two girls that don't care?
Not me, dude. I already saw it.
Yet the eyes of all are fixed on you, not me. For driving blind, and the first time will be the last time that you believe. You're falling as you decide. From all the way I'm here, there's no way. I'm flying high, but the worst thing that occurs is the person that has set you straight. Canceling the false meaning about me.
Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
You're going to be sucking it.
I don't want to suck a dick, dude.
You're my agent. That's what they do.
I do not suck dicks, dude. That was not
well, if you only get him more money, then you kind of better kind of have to.
Man. Shit. Let me just unbutton my
fashion last time I checked.
Fashion bug belt coming off, dick's coming out, and you're sucking. Get wet, fat boy.
Holy Santa Claus shit. I don't want to see you.
I'll get you a bowl of rice.
Bowl of rice.
That's what wrestlers do.
Ripping his dick out.
They eat rice and then they go to bed.
Don't you have a certified girlfriend?
Yeah, but she's probably fucking ringworm boy.
Ringworm.
What do you mean ringworm boy? What's that all about?
This fuck.
Who the fuck is ringworm?
What?
All
right. What happened? I can't talk about it.
No, yes you can.
What's Ringworm Boy about?
Bad relative.
Well, that's the whole point of this radio show.
Yeah, yeah. There's past things that make it work.
What happened?
All right. Let me word this correctly. So, there's a new woman in my life.
Yeah.
And she comes from a goddamn sorority, which I hate and would never, ever even deal with a woman like this.
But you're doing it.
But I am doing it. And it's called Delta Zeta, which
oh, I saw it in the back of your car when you picked me up, you fucking idiot.
You're right. Are you serious?
Yeah, meet me at Burger King. I pick you up.
Bullshit.
No, I'm following you, and on the back of the car it says Delta Beta Theta.
Oh,
I'm
my
like, you fucking over, and you're in the front seat driving. I'm like, you fucking loser.
Thanks for telling me now, bro. Really appreciate that. Jesus Christ, I've been riding around representing DZ all day.
Well, fucking just so you know, it's on there.
So I'm dating this girl, and this fucking, I mean, he's fatter than my new agent. And he comes over, and he's like, he's bragging. He's like, dude, check this out. He lifts up his armpit, and he's got a ringworm that crawled into his arm. It literally was a worm.
Now, this is your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, that she was in love with. It was like a worm that crawled into a circle. I'm like, you like this dirtbag?
But Chad, I don't think it's an actual worm. I think it's like that's just what they call it.
This is the girl that you got her a graduation present and everything?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. Her name is Abby. I call her Apple. But, like, she's actually a really nice girl. Like, I can't believe, I'm telling you. Like, she's a great girl. And Novak here, but the boyfriend before him had ringworm.
He had.
But, like, she's, like, really smart, and I can't believe that Novak, well, whatever.
Dude, look, I bought her a graduation present, 500 buckaroos. Even Bam was shocked. Bam, did you think I could ever pull that off?
No, it was pretty impressive.
What did you think of that when I
He bought her
it?
This diamond necklace.
I saw it.
And then he bought me
a... And then I bought him a $300 fucking, his favorite.
Why?
Because you're my fucking best friend, amethyst rock. Because
when you find heroin need it,
you spent
in your room.
You spent $250 on that diamond necklace for her.
I didn't.
You said you did.
No, I didn't.
How much was it?
It was total almost $400.
Somewhere. What?
Watch that here. It wasn't $500.
Where did you get it? The Piercing Pagoda.
Piercing Pagoda.
Are you talking about the Grand Run Mall?
No, yeah. I bought it at Kennett Square at a jewelry.
The Grand Run Mall.
Did you buy it at the little mall? Like the hot dog stand jewelry store?
I don't know where I bought it. Oh, no, wait.
Did you have a run mail?
I don't have my wallet with
you. You got a hot dog and a watch.
I don't know where I bought it.
You ain't get a hot dog and that watch.
A hot dog strutting fleazy.
So I'm here with her. I'm here doing a radio show at Sigmund, a.k.a. Chad from CKY's house. And, her best friend shows up. I'm like, well, come to New Hope with us. You're more than welcome. And she says to me, thanks, manager, agent.
No problem.
And she says, no, my best friend don't want to come. I'm like, well, why not? You both can come. She's like, well, because, you know, we're doing things. And I'm like, oh, you're going to hang out with Ringworm Boy. And she's like, and I called her in a lie. She's like, and her best friend, not Apple, her best friend said, no, Ringworm Boy went home with Sean a week ago to New Jersey from where they're from. Meanwhile, Sean rode past us 10 minutes earlier and Meg had no idea.
So what was your defense?
I didn't know that happened.
No, you called her out on it, right?
Big time.
What did she say?
Hey.
No, I'm not talking about your fucking phone. I'm asking what she said in real life.
She said, oh, she didn't know that. She thought that he went back with him.
Typical.
Exactly. That's why I cheat. She's probably cheating. Who cares? Cheating is... I love you. I love her. I love women. I'll fuck you tonight. And then tomorrow I'll still love you, but I just won't be with you. You know what I mean? Like, let's just act like we're in the 60s at Woodstock and have free love. Wow. It's not a fucking the genius to figure that out. I'm all about fucking hippies. So I'm gonna buy a V-Dub bus and fuck every free-spirited bitch who wears a flower in
like
her
a drug bug?
I'm gonna buy a drug bug. I'm gonna buy a drug bug and move to Haight and Ashbury in San Francisco.
Is that what you wanna do?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a fucking daisy in her hair.
Chad.
Yep.
I'm getting ready to play a song.
Very good.
This is Starlight by The Muse. And I like them. Fuck yeah. Radio Bam 620 Affection.
Function.
And you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Do you want to know about me the last time I was in New Hope?
Big time.
Let's hear it.
I took the blue Lambo here, and it has these big ass wide tires. I park in the main street. It's called Main Street. It's yeah. The main street. So I parallel park it in there. I pump in 8 quarters, 2 hours. And then this fat fucking cunt bitch.
I read that in the paper.
Yeah.
So she gives me a
ticket.
Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, certified ticket. And I go up to her. I'm like, I have 2 hours in the meter. Why you give me a ticket? because your tire's on the white line. I'm like, white line? Look at the other tire. It's this far away from the curb, 1 inch. What do you want to do? Drive up under the fucking curb? And I'd probably get a ticket for that.
This like, car is more than you make more than a year.
So she gives me a ticket, and I give her the finger, and I tell her she's a fat fucking cunt, and she takes a photo of me with her cell phone.
Good.
And then we go to court, and she says that in court.
I was there. I was a witness.
Chad was actually a witness.
Chad, you witnessed
I was on the front page of the Doylestown newspaper.
You were on the front page of the Courier Times.
I'm not kidding. I was on the front page. Me with a Lamborghini giving this fat bitch the finger. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
High five that, dude.
And I lost. I lost the battle.
Who cares?
No. Yeah. It cost him $50. We all went for a $50.
I would have paid the $50.
It was the principal, dude. I put in fucking $8 worth of quarters, and she gave me a ticket. It's the principal. I had a wide car. It's a Lamborghini.
She had a wide ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and that's why she got so mad. She's mad at the world because she has a fat fucking ass.
Who had a fatter ass, her or my agent?
Definitely her.
Yeah. I mean, my ass is white, but it ain't that white.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
Because you just became my agent today. I really don't know fuck about you.
I just got out of a 5.5-year relationship, actually.
What was it painful?
Yeah.
Me
yeah,
too.
It was. Yeah, she's a fucking...
Who broke up with who?
I dumped her ass.
I doubt it. Was she all skinny and hot?
Yeah.
That's why she left you.
You got girls next
to
you.
Just kidding. I know, dude. You got two prime pieces of pussy with skirts on. Well, all you gotta do is bend them over.
So what's up with you now, Novak? You apparently live in Westchester now? He moved in with Apple.
Yeah, dude.
He decorated her house.
Dude, I put together a kitchen table, hung up all kinds of things, put together a bed.
No fucking
I live in Westchester, yeah.
Full blown.
No way.
Yeah. I live at, I can't tell you where I live, but I live in Westchester.
So you live in, like, a sorority house?
No, I live in an apartment. Ben was there today. Ben, what do you think of the apartment, honestly?
I like it. I can tell that you decorated it.
You moved from Baltimore to Westchester?
100%.
Dude, 100%, dude. He does not live in Baltimore anymore. He decorated his house, I can tell.
No. You're not going to be able to hide anything, though.
It's kind of weird because he usually stays at my house, but now I know that he's going to be staying here because
I'm not hiding anything.
Well, okay.
And Apple's on me like a goddamn DEA agent, dude. So I mean,
she's
like,
a what?
She's like a DEA agent.
Oh god.
She's like a drug dog, man. She sniffs out anything, dude. I couldn't hide a goddamn thing in her house, dude.
Drug dog.
She just walks around sniffing like a black lab or something. Wow. I smell something. Do you eat a pill?
Like a German
shepherd. What's wrong with a white lab?
White lab.
Don't German shepherds find that shit out? Not a black lab.
No, I did
shepherds of them once.
I used to breed German shepherds.
I gotta keep you in shape, man.
Yeah, I know, dude.
It's the German shepherds. It ain't no black lab shit going on there.
Are you really think you're gonna talk to me about dogs?
I am gonna talk to you about dogs.
I bred German shepherds.
I used to eat dogs.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Chad.
You're fired.
Chad. So his girlfriend works at Tegas. She comes home from work, and I'm there. And then she comes in straight from work. How much money did you make us, babe? Make us? Like, how much money did you make us? Like, it should be how much money did I make me?
Dude, every night
how much money did you make us, babe?
I go out every night and pay for the tab, brothers, every night. At least you can do is go work and pay for some
money. How much money did you make us, babe?
How much money did you make me, babe?
Exactly. Hey, you know what?
Chad's in there back on. They're way better than mine, dude. No, can't be any better than mine.
Agent, your job is just to make me money,
Your job is just to make me money. You just sit there and be a fat motherfucker and just eat all the fucking goddamn Swiss rolls you want, you fat motherfucker.
That's all you've been saying.
Your job is just to shut up.
Your job is just to shut up.
I can do this all night.
Choo-choo tone, man.
Tell him a story, Novak.
No.
What story? I'll tell him a story.
Remember when we played your CD last
How about
last
the story
week?
About me finding two needles in your book bag?
That's what I want to ask about.
Okay.
Holy
cool.
Cynical.
I was going to ask about that.
No, I told Bam, let's just talk about that.
Those needles, they had nothing to do with drugs.
No, they don't. No, it did not.
I don't know.
Okay. and Bam can attest to this. About,
I'm a diabetic.
About, no, listen.
Get ready to think about your lie and how you're going to get dogged on it
about
right now.
About a month ago.
Okay, get ready. Get ready to tell your lie because I'm going to rule you right now.
Do you want me to tell you or not?
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Did I or did I not, about a month ago, tell you what Mandy left on the top of my bag with a bow wrapped around it?
It was not a month ago, it was 4 months ago, but go ahead.
Okay, it was a needle with a fucking bow wrapped around
it. Yeah, not two,
and
one.
I had my roommates pick it up, because and they're like, okay, see what you're getting yourself into. I didn't even go to get them.
That was 4 months ago.
So then they go, and they get it, and then I haven't even, I've been through airports, I've been through everything. I can't believe they haven't been found. Apparently, he was going through my bag looking for something and found.
They would have been found, and that's the whole thing. I went to California with you with the same fucking book bag.
No shit.
And if they put it through the X-ray machine, dude. They see my rings. They see my fucking bracelets. They look through my bags. If they saw two needles in there, they would look in a fucking heartbeat. They weren't in there. You put them in there when you got back.
We could call out.
It was not Mandy.
She packed my bags to go to California. Apple did. She went through the whole thing.
Oh, now Apple packed it?
She asked her. The drug dog.
So Apple packed
needles.
It now?
Yeah. Call her and ask
well,
her.
Well, last time you said it was Mandy.
No, I was. No, I had already been living with. What are you talking? No. I've been away from Mandy for a long time.
Why you can admit it, dude.
I would.
So annoying.
Look at my arms.
Fuck your arms. You're shooting anywhere else you can.
I've only shot my arms ever.
Bran, why are you doing this?
Okay.
I'm not.
Hey. Chad,
either way, I'm
going to
be wrong anyway.
When I found the two needles in the bag, he blamed it on Mandy, and now he's blaming it on Apple or whatever.
No,
whatever
I'm
he wants to do.
Apple
whatever his lie is, whatever, that's what it is. But when I had my Uncle Kevin take him to the train station, this is what he says, and he probably doesn't remember because he's blacked
out. No, I threw him out the window.
He did not throw him out the window.
Yes,
that doesn't even matter. Whatever. He didn't throw him out the window. He says he did. But he goes like this, Chad, seriously.
Hey, Scott. Hey,
it might not be Scott. It might be some other name. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Hey, I need four silver markers. Four silver markers.
I was autographs. Probably talking about pills.
Autographs.
Then when he hangs up, Kevin goes, "What are these silver markers?" And he goes, "Oh, Kevin, I'm working on an art project."
Oh yeah,
I'm a fucking liar. Yeah, I know. But in your blacked out stage, you think that you're gonna fool my uncle about you being on an art project with four silver markers?
Yeah, wait,
bullshit.
Fuck. Fuck.
Somebody on PCP can figure it out.
You don't know what you're gonna say because that's what you said.
Wait.
Four silver markers. It's a code word for heroin or pills.
A little point to this. No wait. I can't believe I drove
Brandon,
by.
Honestly, there's a lot of people that care about you, man.
No, I know that.
And I don't want to guilt trip you here, but there's a lot of people that really like...
Yeah, that rely on you
really
to shoot down.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. Now. Chad, you would know this. Now, if he found two needles, wouldn't he find maybe a tie, a cooker, anything?
Hey, I don't know.
No. Why would he find that?
No. Because you keep all your shit together.
What? You would have got rid of that shit a long time ago if you were doing a cooker. And
Novak, I want to bash you upside your fucking head about your stupid...
Okay. Do you mean to just agree to it to make you
you're
calm
down? You're stupid.
Okay.
You're fucking stupid.
Okay.
You really are.
Okay.
Like, you make up excuse after lie after lie. Like, honestly.
Okay.
You have two needles in your bag, and you still try to defend yourself. Mandy must put it... Apple must have put it in there.
No,
somebody must have planted
in
there.
Put them in there.
Oh, there's pills in my bag. Somebody must have planted them in there. Why would anybody plant valuable pills in your bag to frame you?
Not even pills, but needles, like you know.
Or needles, yeah.
It shocked me as much as it shocked you. It's an excuse
from a Baltimore liar.
I'll just shut up about it because no one's gonna believe anything I say.
Because you know that you're wrong.
You want me to admit that I'm wrong to say it?
Kind of.
Okay, I'm wrong.
So did you put the needles in there?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
So why?
I didn't, but I'm just saying because I don't want you to be mad.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Did you do it or didn't you? Because I could tell right now that you wouldn't be mad if I
why?
Said yes.
Why would Mandy put fucking needles in your bag?
She put one on top of my bag.
Why would she do that?
Because she hates my guts. I told you that, remember?
Why would she put it in your bag?
She,
but you took the same bag to Los Angeles with me 2 months after she kicked you out of your house. Then when we came back to my house, now there's two needles in there.
No, back.
So why would Wouldn't the X-ray machine in Los Angeles see that you had two needles in there?
I said the same thing to Apple. I said, I don't get it. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't get it either because it's bullshit what you're saying.
Okay, all right. Well,
I know.
I don't know what to say. I'll just, I don't know. So.
Anyway, so.
You're just a good liar, that's all.
10-10-10.
10-10-10. What's going on? 10-10-10, bam.
10-10-10, Jackass 3 comes out. Who's this?
Oh, man. Somebody blowing up his phone.
Mm, I can't answer that.
You want to play a song?
What we got, Chad?
Supersonic Black Hole.
Oh, the Agonist. Fucking air right now.
What's the song, man?
The best.
What's the song?
I think it's called Thank You Pain.
Okay. Stand by.
Thank You Pain, Radio Bam, Series 20, Facts and Novak's a liar, and he always will be, but I still love him, but fuck him.
G-Unit.
G-Unit. Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Fuck yeah, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, cocksucker.
Chad I and goddamn Brandon Novak and Fat Boy.
You be Novak ass. And you be Chad and you
yeah,
be
you be all stupid yeah. ass goddamn Fat Boy Adams over here, poncho cape, douchebag. We're talking to Novak real fast. Novak, I know what you're doing.
You don't know shit, Bam. I tell you what, man. Ain't nobody seen shit. Chad, what do you think?
Well, I think, we, toi, we, well, you're not talking loud enough. You gotta talk in the microphone.
It's true.
Turn off. is this loud enough for you? I'm,
yeah, man.
Alright,
get on. Alright. That's it. He hates when I do the twa thing. He hates it. He said to me the other day, he goes, I don't fucking say twa, okay? Fat fuck.
Hey,
I
don't fucking dude, say Darren, twa. Dude Darren.
This is D Mills. I'm the lead singer of the band. Of the band? Excuse me, Chad, I'm speaking now, okay? You're gonna have to wait in line.
Wait in line.
I need to ride somewhere, anywhere. But here. I'm so goddamn important, okay? Seriously, Chad, you don't know how important I am. I don't want to hear Westchester again, okay? So you can tell Jeff Margera and Bam to stick it up their asses, okay? Diet Coke, please. Thank you.
Fountain.
Diet Coke. Fountain, please. Half the ice.
It's gotta be Fountain. Please.
Hey, bitches.
Chad.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. Chad, get on the microphone.
I can't. Nice.
No, I gotta talk to you.
Get those mics to Jeff.
Chad, it's kind of important.
Talk to Chad.
No, I wanna talk to Chad. I, Ginsburg.
Yeah.
Sweet Sound CKY.
Christ, I'm a crotch rocket.
I hear you.
Chad.
Yeah. That was the second
one.
There's a song.
I'm tomorrow anyways.
Time to.
GG Allen.
Yeah. What do you wanna hear?
Gigi Allen.
What do you want to hear about Gigi?
Yeah.
I'm infected with AIDS.
No. No. Dude, we've been on a mission. And ladies and gentlemen, you might think it's 7 o'clock in the afternoon, but it's not. It's a lot later.
I call out of work tomorrow.
And you might think, no, this is a pre-recorded show because that's what we do sometimes. Because when I have to go to Los Angeles to go film, I gotta go to Chad's house and fucking hang out and sip on a beer. And then we do shows sometimes at 4 in the morning. So right now we have to hear Gigi Allen, and that's what we have to hear on Radio Bam Series 20 of Faction. So fuck off.
Gotcha.
Just fuck off.
Awesome.
No, 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 no.
You're wrong.
Not this one.
Oh.
We just played that. This is Novak.
How you doing?
It's the band Novak Show.
I kill everything I pop.
Dude, that song gives me nightmares, man.
I'm affected with AIDS.
Chad showed me his DVD on tour, and I wasn't right for 4 days, man.
I kill everything I fuck.
It made me double think my life.
When?
I'm afraid of
at the Arctic Circle trip we did.
Why?
Because I just thought about all the bad things
What bad things did you do?
Well, I've had a lot
of... What did you do in the Arctic Circle?
Nothing there.
It's not like there's many women up there.
No, I didn't do anything there.
If you had a rock band, dude,
what did you do?
Could almost be, like... You could do Gigi shit, dude. Like,
I don't wanna.
He was really smart.
I'm Novak, I kill you. I'm smart. I mean, I'm pretty intelligent, but hearing that song, it really made me evaluate my life. Like, I wanted to go have tests.
What song? This one?
Yeah, I think.
I'm infected with AIDS.
Exactly. God. It really made me want to call my mother and say, line every test up available because I need it, Ma. Fucking. Speaking of which, that she really pissed me off today.
Why did you think about this in the Arctic Circle?
Because he showed me a fucking documentary on Gigi Allen.
Did you have a threesome up there in the Arctic Circle? Yes or no?
Big time.
With who?
Whoa.
Maria, Ella.
DeVito edited that out.
Of course, because he's jealous. I was jealous. No, not you, DeVito.
No, DeVito must have been jealous too. I was jealous as well. Like, at the time, I couldn't do anything. Yeah, I was like, I had a relationship, and I had to watch him have fucking a threesome in the Arctic Circle.
I bought a hamburger from McDonald's, and I got so mad that I chased him around the room.
After I had the threesome, I go to Bam's room.
I had devil eyes. I'm telling you.
We're on the 12th floor.
I'm the devil, and you're going to die.
He drank.
I was in the room when
you died. And I chased him around the room.
Around, like, the room
Chad,
had
for, like, 1 hour.
Explain
the room
it,
had Chad. These couches against the wall.
And then I started bashing my head against the window.
Yeah, and he wanted to bash his head through the window.
I don't really know what the specific reason was, but... Like, he's having some great threesome, like, right in front of me, and, like, just because I am in a relationship, I can't do anything?
He was a devil.
Can't make me mad, man.
He was a devil, and I was gonna die. And for an hour straight, I ran in a fucking 8x10 square room around, and I smoke a pack a day, man. Like, I was tired after the first lap, let alone the 40th.
How long, honestly, was it?
Chad, honestly, how long did it last?
Oh, Chad was there.
Yeah.
45 minutes to an hour.
We can't even hear you, Chad.
Really?
Now we can.
About 45 minutes to an hour.
45 minutes to an hour, I ran in a straight circle over...
And I'm staring at him with wide eyes saying, I'm the devil and you're going to die.
And I had to run. Thanks a lot, agent.
Picture this for 45 minutes.
It sounds like I wasn't your agent then. Picture it for 10 hours, like, on the bus for CKY.
If I was your agent, then I would have helped you out.
45 minutes.
Then like, being on the bus with CKY. Dude.
How did it end? Did he finally go to bed?
Oh, he just passed out.
Thank God.
How did it end?
Thank God.
He was passed out eventually.
Yeah, obviously you got
tired. With your dick in your hand.
I must say that night, that night at the Arctic Circle, it was a town
called...
It was a town called Roman Emmy, and if you ever looked up coming in white hot in the dictionary, it would have a picture of me and Novak.
Me and Bam.
Walking into some bar that's medium hopping, and kinda we just
boring.
Come we come waltzing in.
No, we fucking, came raging.
Yeah,
in.
Not waltzing. We fucking crash the door open. I fucking barrel down the door. We knock over a few tables.
He throws
tables.
Me over three tables. My pants are down to my ankles. I don't wear underwear. I mean, we spilled about 18 drinks.
I think we started making out as well.
And then we started fucking French kissing each other. And then I pick up the girl and I start making out with her, fingering her in a bar. And then Bam's like, sorry about that. Throws a credit card at the table. He's like, just spent $1,000 on me. They're like, who the fuck, where the fuck, and why the fuck are these guys here?
You know what's weird? I just did an interview, Chad, for real. Do you have a microphone?
Yeah.
Where is it? This is for real. I just did an interview, and they asked me, what was the best time you've ever had in your life? And honestly, my answer is, when we were doing Jackass 2 promotion in Europe, Paramount basically had this credit card that they just said go wild because they knew that it would make $90 million in the box office. So, like, I'm not kidding, Chad, dude. Like, we had this game. I would spend as much money as I possibly could on Knoxville's room. Knoxville would do the same to me. Spike Jones would do the same to Jeff Tremaine. Jeff Tremaine would do the same to Spike Jones. So I would go to, like, some sushi joint. I would, like, look at a group of 10 people ordering, like, sake and all this sushi. I'd be, hey, all you guys, order everything you're ordering to room 309 because that's my room and do it right now. And then Knoxville would do the same to me. And then I wanted to hear 50 Cent one time. And then I paid 500 fucking quid to get...
How much American?
$1,000.
He paid $1,000.
I paid $1,000 a year, a 50 Cent CD, because somebody.
What song do you want to hear?
How much?
Up in the Club. I don't know. That was a long time ago. I want to hear.
I would have thought Baltimore Love song.
That wasn't even out yet by then.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Know.
So, I'm not kidding. $2 million is what we spent in 10 days.
Are you serious?
In 10 days.
Swear to God.
Four people in 10 days spent $2 million.
Swear to God.
On bullshit.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And it was fun as hell.
Yeah. You deserve it, dude.
Like,
all the pain that you take filming that movie, you deserve every $2 million you spent. Fuck
there was also other shit, too. Like, we would land at Heathrow Airport in London, and if we were going to Munich, like, we wouldn't even go through customs. Like, Paramount would send us off the airplane, down the stairs into a limo, into a new airplane, onto, and then we land in Munich, and then we get off, go to the premiere, do whatever, like.
Well, tell us something that everybody else in the world doesn't do.
What? Yeah,
I'm joking.
Now, at the time, I thought it was normal, but now that I think about it, it was like the most fun I've ever had.
Honestly, it sounds like it, dude.
Just because it's, dude, it's fun. If me and you went on a vacation to Europe and it's like, let's have a contest who could spend more money on each other. It's fun.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I would love to do that.
I'm too fucking serious and working all the time when I'm out of the country.
I'd let every man in the world come on my face to have a trip like that.
Bam, what'd you think about that CKY track, man? That one at
what?
What the hell are you talking about?
Chad won't let it happen.
He won't let it happen?
CKY's been in the studio.
CKY's on a track and it's fucking awesome. I'd love to play it.
Can you just give him a 2-second preview, Chad?
Can you just give a dick tease?
Just give him, just like, right when you get ready to come, but you can't, but the girl says no. Or
give
the
pre-cum.
Jess and Darren haven't even heard.
Can you give a pre-cum?
Just like,
no. Give a pre-cum.
Just put the head in.
Let him hear the hook.
Just put the head in.
Oh, there's three.
Just put the head in.
No.
Come on, dude.
No, but CKY is touring, and we're booked through fucking October.
Do it up.
Fucking Halloween adventure, CKY style, at the Troc. I think it's at... it is at the Troc.
There, yeah.
Chad, that mic ain't loud enough.
It will
be.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's better.
It'll be fine. I have to do a lot of shit with this show, motherfucker. It's stupid.
We're good. No, we're...
But CKY's got a lot of touring. That's what I'm saying. All types of touring throughout Europe, much of it, and Italy for the first time.
Oh man, I've been dying to go to Italy.
Right?
Pretty sweet.
I just saw you. There's only one stop.
You don't get to go.
Well, yeah, we go only there one day. I don't get to see much. Probably get to eat like some spaghetti and get the fuck out of there.
And fuck a hot ass brunette.
Hey.
Hiya.
I love Italians. Don't ask me what I'm doing with a blind right now, but I love Italians.
I love it.
What would you like to hear?
Give him a dick tease.
Let me see your iPad.
How about Lil Wayne?
He doesn't have Lil Wayne, dude.
I have it on my iPod.
He's got it on his. My agent.
Wait, you do?
Yeah, I can go grab it.
Go get it.
I got ice in my veins, blood in my eyes, hate in my heart, love in my mind. I seen nights full of pain, days are the same. You keep the sunshine, save me the rain. I search but never find, hurt but never cry. I work and forever try, but I'm cursed, so never mind. And it's worse, but better times seem further and beyond. The top gets higher, the more that I climb. The spot gets smaller, and I get bigger. Trying to get in where I fit in. No room for a nigga, but soon for a nigga. It be on, motherfucker, cause all this bullshit, it made me strong, motherfucker. So I pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone, motherfucker, I'm gone. I know what they don't wanna tell you. Just hope you're heaven sent and you're hell proof. I walk up in the world and cut the lights off. And confidence is a stain they can't wipe off. Huh, my word is my pride, but wisdom is bleak. And that's a word from the wise. Serve to survive, murdered and bribed. And when it got too heavy, I put my burdens aside. So I could pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone, motherfucker, I'm gone, I'm gone. It hurts, but I know.
never show. This pain you'll never know. If only you could see just how lonely and how cold and frostbit I've become. My back's against the wall. When push comes to shove, I just stand up and scream, fuck 'em all.
Man, it feels like these walls are closing in. This roof is caving in. But it's time to raise it then. Your days are numbered like pages in my poker rhymes. Got them crooked, boy. This crooked mind of mine got them all shook and scared to look in my eyes. I stole that fucking clock. I took the time and I came up from behind and pretty much snuck up and butt fucked this game up. Better be careful when you bring my name up. Fuck this fame, that ain't what I came to claim. But the game ain't gonna be the same on the day that I leave it. But I swear one way or another I'ma make these fucking haters believe it. I swear to God, won't spare the rod. I'm a man of my word, so your fucking head's better not. I'ma fuck around in this bitch and roast everybody. Sleep on me, that pillow is where your head'll lie. Permanently, bitch, it's Betty Bob. This world is my Easter egg, yeah, prepare to die. My head is swole, my confidence is up. The stage is my pedestal, I'm unstoppable. Incredible Hulk, you're trapped in my medicine ball. I can run circles around you so fast your fucking head'll spin, dog. I split your cabbage and your lettuce and olives. I fucking pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah. Bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, and I could die now, rebirth, motherfucker. Hop up in my spaceship and leave Earth, motherfucker. I'm gone, motherfucker. I'm gone. I'm gone.
Radio Band.
That's Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.